Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Janet Christie's here. Janet's a good friend of ours, a longtime 15-year member of our Brain Trust, founder of and president of Leverage and Development, author of two or three outstanding books, including Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned, also 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses. She's our good friend, Janet Christie. Welcome back.
Hi there.
It's good to have you back.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back.
It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Janet?
It is, yes. All through Christmas, I kept waiting for my Christmas present to be on your show.
I get that all the time. Hey, Janet, we got a new year and a new administration, and hopefully we got some hope that we can get this pandemic behind us. When you think of small business owners planning for 2021, what's your best advice?
The biggest thing I say to any small business, if they're trying to figure out what the lay of the land is going to be, is not to take anything that comes from the federal government or even state governments and local governments, because they're being affected by federal dollars. Don't take it at face value. We've been there before, and it didn't work out the way that we thought it was going to, because you have to remember that it's politicians that are saying that, not the people that are actually implementing it.
So when you say at face value, explain that a little bit.
Well, one of the most recent things that comes to mind is when the federal government, because of pressure from various women business organizations, they decided to increase the number of NICS codes that could be used in a set-aside for women-owned small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So they did. They, gave a much, much longer list of codes that could be used.
Are you saying that they broke some older codes down into multiple codes whatever, pick one. An NICS code vote is an industry code, if you didn't know it. And like manufacturing has codes in it, and retail, things like that. But are you saying they picked one like restaurants? They didn't just say restaurants. They said catering was its own, had its own code. Is that what you mean?
Well, they probably did some of that, but they added what they thought was some additional ones, So it would be, instead of breaking, yes, you're probably right. So restaurants, they broke down into, different types of restaurants,
mm-hmm.
or, catering businesses or manufacturing.
More granular, getting these people identified in a more granular way, not lumping them in with everybody, not lumping a small caterer, a single woman caterer, into the same code with McDonald's or something.
Right. Well, to some degree, but what they did was say that, you have what's called a spend goal. So you're supposed to spend a certain amount or a certain percentage of the money that you use to purchase goods and services. This is talking to federal agencies. So you're supposed to spend that much. So in order to help you do that, we're going to give you more codes, and that will also help the women-owned businesses.
Right.
And then you had to go through a certification process, which was pretty minimal, but still you had to go through and do the paperwork to be designated as a woman-owned small business. And then they also had disadvantaged women-owned small businesses, and there were supposed to be some additional set-asides for that.
But by the time it got down to the field...
Right, because the key is that they said you can do set-asides in these, and you should spend this much money. Those are inactive verbs.
Mm-hmm.
So they were not penalized because they didn't, or they didn't, there was no recourse, no penalty, no anything, if they didn't do it. So
who is they? Who is they? The local.
The federal agencies.
All the way down. All the way down to the last mile, or just at the headquarters.
All the way down to the last mile, but it. Well, no, actually, it probably was at the headquarters, because what they could do was get one large contract with one woman-owned small business, and that met the set-aside goal.
So you're saying that the goal was to get the money out in a more granular way and to more people who really need it. And that was at the legislative level, but by the time it got out to the administration of it at the agency level, they worked around it and basically didn't do what was intended.
Yes, but really what I'm saying is the goal was to appease the organizations that were pushing them to spend more money with women-owned businesses.
Uh-huh.
And now you and I have had a lot of conversations about set-asides, and I don't think that really works to get business to the people that you're trying to get business to. Because what you've got is so many layers, you know, so you've got this philosophy, but that's not policy.
I've got about a minute left. Are you saying that if you've been sitting here waiting, hearing that the government is here and they're going to help you, you probably shouldn't be waiting on that it's probably not going to happen?
I am saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Because
especially
it was
women,
an election year.
Especially women. It sounds like you're saying especially women.
And minorities.
Yeah. So all this stuff that you're hearing about how they're going to do, the Biden administration is talking about doing more and more of this, you're saying, you know, that's a lot of talk and no action, right? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying you better be careful, because a lot of times it is. A lot of talk and no action.
And we have to hold them to account, right? I mean, if they're going to say this, then people like you and I need to be tracking this to make sure that we get the word out whether they're doing it or not, right?
Well, we do need to track it, but we also need to not expect that somebody's going to come around and give us a contract.
Right.
It's going to take the same old...
Well, see, that's... And your point about not liking set-asides is an excellent one. Because I've been tracking this for years. I mean, for years, the set-asides they were messing around with those. Corporate America was messing around with those, and preventing some people from getting contracts. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and get some more truth, some more honesty, some more wisdom out of our good friend Janet Christie. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassie, and that's Christie with a Y, by the way.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.